Salt Lake County bar owner eviscerates mask mandate. It's an 11th-hour political stunt. By Hannah Blow on January 10, 2022. A Salt Lake County bar owner eviscerated the county's updated mask mandate, deeming it nothing more than an 11th-hour political stunt, concluding that public health officials clearly don't know what the hell they are doing. Salt Lake County recently imposed yet another mask mandate, which officials issued Friday. The rule requires toddlers, or everyone over 2 years old, to wear well-fitting masks in indoor public areas. This is regardless of vaccination status. The rule went into effect Saturday and will last until February 7, 2022. Rob Joseph, who owns several clubs and bars, spoke out sharply against the mandate, concluding that the public health order smells more of political grandstanding than trying to address the issue of health. As an owner of several bars and clubs, this mask mandate is nothing more than an 11th-hour political stunt, he said in a statement, according to ABC4. If they truly are concerned about health issues, they would have given advance notice of a pending mandate allowing businesses to prepare. They would also give advance notice so the county council and the governor could weigh in on the mandate. He continued, noting that blue states such as New York and California have some of the strictest mandates in the country, yet the highest numbers and infected persons. They clearly don't know what the hell they are doing, and this smells more of political grandstanding than trying to address the issue of health, he continued. They are just trying to make it as difficult as possible or as uncomfortable of as possible in order to force their vaccine mandate, which to date has proven not to stop the spread of COVID, with many, many people still getting and dying from COVID even after getting vaccinated and booster shots, Joseph said, noting that he personally knows people in the bar industry out of state where mandates have been in effect and they've had to shut down their bars because all their employees are still, even post-vax, saying vaccinated and booster shot, getting COVID. Not just once but multiple times, he added. Indeed, federal public health officials have changed their tune over the months as well, admitting that vaccines for the Chinese coronavirus are not preventing transmissibility, even though President Biden has falsely suggested otherwise.